Navigating through the energies of New Earth is not an easy process and can become extremely overwhelming at times. As we all ascend into higher frequencies, we're all being guided to embrace our own unique divine pathway, a pathway created in the vibration of love. Join Vibe Nation radio host, international psychic medium Carrie Turcotte, as she guides her listeners to rediscover themselves by accessing the keys of knowledge that already exist within. Each week's show is divinely orchestrated to intertwine with the universal energies, allowing the listeners to go deeper within and understand the message being shared even greater. When you live in the frequency of love, there is no competition, so Carrie will be joined regularly by fellow soul family members who will bring forth wisdom and knowledge she knows should be shared on a global level. At the end of each show, Carrie will tap into the energies of the listeners to see what message Spirit wants to share with all those listening in for the upcoming week. If you really want to get to know who you truly are, come and join us now on Vibe Nation Radio, here on the IOM Radio Network.
Friends, and welcome back to another Vibe Nation Radio, where today I feel extremely blessed and honored to have Paul Shoemaker, who is the founder of the Star Room, as a special guest today. And before I introduce him, I think it's really important that people understand how Paul and I even came together, because this channel that I speak through with the Vibe Report and Vibe Nation Radio has been telling people that it's so important to live in the moment, that we will not allow the opportunities to show up in our life if, when spirit comes knocking, that if you're hanging out with the past or you're hanging out with the future, you're not going to have these opportunities. And this is something that I've been really working on. And when I was thinking about what am I doing in June, who am I bringing on, spirit was saying we're going to start working with the young ones, the brilliant ones, the ones that are working with the children of New Earth. I'm like, okay, and we know how Facebook works. I call it Spacebook, and Paul showed up on my feed. And I was like, oh my gosh. So I contacted Paul. So a month ago, Paul and I did not know each other. And this is how the universe works, my friends, because there's so many people that I know that I'm connected to who have children who have autism, or grandchildren, or know somebody who knows somebody who has a child with autism. And I feel blessed and honored that the universe brought Paul our way so he can share his story. It's powerful, my friends, and how his message can help you along your journey. So with further ado, Paul, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you very much, Carrie, and thank you for that warm welcome. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. So I think it's important that the listeners understand your story, where you came from, because we know that these children that have autism, they're very special children. They're very in tune with feelings. They feel their way. And anybody who knows me, I've been saying we feel our way through New Earth now. And these children are already in tune with this. And you, through your experience of growing up with a brother with autism, were guided through this. So I think it's important you share your story with the listeners so they understand at a heart level, because I know that anyone who's connected to someone with autism goes through this experience, and you're going to be able to give them more clarity of what's happening.
Definitely. Well, you know, really, my story starts when my brother Andrew was diagnosed with autism at the age of 3, and I was 6 at the time. And in starting out, you know, my family, they didn't know really what autism was prior, but having a child with autism, I know my mother and father, they quickly learned all the, you know, special things that need to be done, and also how these children are different and special in their own ways. And really, I don't really remember how much of what it was like, but I remember how I felt when I was, you know, going through from 6 to 10, I remember that I was never able to, say, you know, play with my brother or do things that, you know, all I saw my friends with their brothers doing. And that bothered me. And it wasn't really until, you know, I started getting older that I started to understand what autism was, why my brother was acting the way he did, and how he was truly special. And you know, it took till I was about, a sophomore in high school to really understand that, you know, after everything that my brother went through, you know, he went through just, he had a therapist that he met with for about 8 hours a day from when he was about 3 to 8 years old, just working on speech therapy and working on other things because, you know, he had sort of a learning disability and he got things slower than other individuals did. And it wasn't till, you know, I experienced all that and I saw how he could never really go out that I wanted to do something about it. My brother Andrew, you know, our relationship has grown so much just from in the past 10 years, and it's incredible. And I, you know, Andrew inspires me so much every day just through his journey that he's been on. When my brother was younger, he had really difficult times with sensory processing. You know, certain things that you and I come into contact with every day, like sights, sounds, smells, that really Andrew was super sensitive to. You know, Andrew, when he was younger, when he was about, I'd say, you know, in the early years of his diagnosis, he could rarely go outside of our house because he was so sensitive to the surroundings. So we couldn't really take him. My mother couldn't take him to the grocery store with her. He couldn't go to school. And other things that were really, really difficult for him. And, you know, when Andrew was about 10 years old, he really, really wanted to go to school. Mm-hmm. And that was another challenge because Andrew, he was so used to this in-home therapy that he never could, he didn't experience the outside world that I came into contact with every day. And when he wanted to go to school, it was really an extreme challenge for my parents to be able to do that, knowing that he was so sensitive to his surroundings and they couldn't really even take him outside or take him to places like the mall. So Andrew, we ended up deciding to let Andrew go to school. And he went to school he had two aides every day at school. And what we quickly noticed was Andrew was a very intelligent kid, but the sensory surroundings and the sensory environment that the school provided was just too much for him. It didn't allow him to get the same experience, and it made him that much harder for him to learn just along with all the other kids. So that's the first time. And when I was a sophomore in high school, I realized that this was a big issue, that my brother Andrew wasn't able to go to school, and it really was difficult for him to make any friends. Just because he was so sensitive to these things. Like, for example, my mom, she had to quit her job and she had to take care of Andrew full time. Just sometimes when he was 2 hours into the school day, the principal would get, or she would get a call from the principal saying that Andrew needed to get picked up because he was just too overstimulated from that environment. Yeah. And and they couldn't calm him down. And when Andrew had the sensory we call it sensory overload and these meltdowns, if you will, there was no calming him down because Andrew had difficulty saying what was bothering him, and that made it hard for us to find out how to help him. We didn't know really how to what was upsetting him, if it was the if it was a certain smell or if it was a certain sight. We didn't know, or the principals didn't know how to help Andrew. And that was a really big problem for us. And really that motivated me to do something about that.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Andrew, you know, he's come so far from that point, but when he was in that, another issue we found was that the teachers, a lot of the teachers, they were trained you know, they knew how to teach kids who weren't on the spectrum, the autism spectrum, but it was really hard for him, them to know what to do when Andrew would have a meltdown in their class, especially in the inclusion environment with other other children who weren't necessarily on the spectrum. And, you know, after doing just some more research into it, I mean, the numbers with children with autism, they have just been rapidly expanding. I mean, it's if I believe two or three years ago, or you know, a few years back, it was one in 150 children were on the autism spectrum, and now it's those numbers are up to one in 68 children are on the autism spectrum, and that's a really really big problem for families who aren't you know, want to send their child to school, but can't and have to, you know, find these special treatments or special, you know, do special treatments or send their child to a specialized autism school, which takes a lot of time and resources from those parents. And it's really tough for them to do. And that's what a lot, what I found. Yeah. I mean, and so basically, you know, my brother, he really struggled through school. And that's what motivated me to start the Star Room, which are we coming up on a break here soon? Because I don't want to start something new right on the commercial.
You're perfect. You're coming up right in perfect time, Tony. There's the music.
Great.
So when we come back, my friends, we will get right into how the Star Room began. And enjoy this commercial break. We'll be right back. Take care.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of OM Times Radio's What Is Going On show. If you've been on a spiritual journey and know yourself to be more than just your body, mind and emotions, yet still struggle to fully love yourself and the life you're living. If you experience childhood challenges that continue to play out as limiting patterns in your daily life. If you long for success in your relationships and career, but keep finding it eludes you, I invite you to join me on the free Journey Back to Love Symposium that I'm co-hosting June 18th to 24th. You'll get valuable insights, tools, practical processes and gifts from eight internationally renowned teachers and speakers that would not only dramatically shift your perceptions about love, but also help you understand and integrate all those places where you may have secretly believed that you were broken. So if you're ready to transform your beliefs about love, success and freedom, and finally put all your perceived limitations, fears and failures in your relationships and life behind you, visit thejourneybacktolove.com and join me on this free life-transforming journey back to love. I look forward to seeing you there.
Have you been searching for a perspective beyond the mainstream? Check it out. Join your hosts, Yelito Pascual and Diana Gold-Holland on Share International Radio for thought-provoking views behind the news. Sundays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio. You can also find us at shareontheairradio.org. This may be the message of hope you've been waiting for.
How to be a great dad in 15 seconds. Bike ride, go fish, walk in the park, phone call, milkshake, play catch, picnic, fly a kite, tell jokes, laugh, talk, read a story, tell a story, bumper car, swing set, bowling, pillow fight, cut loose, stay tight. Whew. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
My friends, and welcome back to Vibe Nation Radio, where today my special guest is Paul Shoemaker, and we've been talking about helping kids with autism and more. And before the commercial break, Paul was sharing his story about himself and Andrew. And I know that with so many of you, you too are also experienced what he's been talking about. And I can talk about this myself, not that my son has autism, but because he's so highly sensitive. So he too had experienced a lot of the things, and the school system actually thought he had autism, but he hasn't been diagnosed with it. But it's almost like there's so many people out there that their children, the school system is not working with the sensories, because these are children that are so sensitive to energies that, again, their senses are in overdrive, that this, what we have right now in the system is not working with them so they can excel to these powerful souls that they truly are. So, Paula, I just wanted to say that to those that really, because I know how much your story is touching people. I almost felt like I wanted to cry during commercial break.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, it's touching people.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So, you know, I'll just pick up where I left off. So my brother, when I was a sophomore, really in high school, I realized how much my brother Andrew struggled just with the sensory environment. So I decided I wanted to do something about it to help my brother Andrew out and to hopefully help other children. But, you know, I was young and I was like, well, what can I do to help other individuals like my brother Andrew? So the first thing that I did is I really went to my mom, you know, she took Andrew to all these different therapies, and she connected me with the principal at Andrew's school, and we went to talk with him together. So when we went to talk with him, he said, you know, really with Andrew, and what we saw was that there was no place for him to, when he became overstimulated, that he could calm down and he could de-escalate from that overstimulation. And that's sort of, after that discussion, I realized that I need to make these resources available to individuals on the spectrum like my brother, who are able to de-escalate, to enable them to de-escalate from this sensory overstimulation, so they aren't having to be sent home, or they're able to stay in school and really make those friendships and learn and get all the benefits that a school system provides. So basically, that's when I decided that, you know, I toured a few more schools and I looked and see if that, saw if they had like sensory rooms, and some of them did, some of them didn't. But I realized that I also went to talk to some doctors, a bunch of specialists about, you know, what's the issues with the sensory rooms that exist, and what's what are some things that I should do. And that's when I realized that a sensory room needs to treat the entire environment of the room. So all the sensory rooms that I saw in the schools that even had them, or even therapy places where, you know, they put toys and a thing like lights and all these things to sort of distract the child when they're overstimulated. But really, that's not fixing the problem. And what I came up with, and, you know, with the help of my mom and the help of my team now, is really the child to be able to de-escalate from sensory overstimulation, we need to treat the entire environment and for every sense. So from sound, sight, smell, and just the tactile touch of everything, that needs to be addressed for these children who are oversensitive to these certain things, to help them de-escalate from sensory overstimulation. So really, Once I figured that out, we sort of built one of these sensory rooms and did it for Andrew in the house, and it really helped him. Just in our home that he was able to go to and seek refuge from his overstimulation. So then my mom and I, we took this to the school, and we built like a sort of a makeshift sensory room with very limited resources. To help these families out and to help the school out, provide an area. And, you know, we painted the walls. We put a few, you know, a swing in there, a few squishy items, really for help with their proprioceptive senses. And it really helped. And so just to see the impact of that one, like, room that we had very little resources helped with, then we wanted to take this to the next step. So From then on, the next step was we raised, we had a couple fundraising events. We raised a great deal of money for our great donors to help donate these rooms and take the Star Room from, you know, the room with limited resources to making this the ultimate sensory neutral environment where a child who's extremely sensitive to his surroundings can go to de-escalate from sensory overstimulation. So I'll give you an example of what's basically included in our the Star Room is we have basically recording studio grade soundproofing. All of our lighting is zero flicker lighting, so it's completely the opposite of the school's lighting, the fluorescent lights, which are horrible for children who have light sensitivities. All of our lights in the sensory room are zero flicker, and we also have indirect lighting. So if a child has, if he's very sensitive to his surroundings, are sensitive to light, he or she won't look directly into the light source, which is very helpful, because I know my brother was very sensitive to light. And then also all the building products that we use, I won't get too much more into detail, we have a purpose, and they're each designed to help a child de-escalate from a certain sensory, you know, overstimulated state. And so when we first built this room we built it in a school in Canton, Ohio, we found that this room, I'll tell you a little story. So when we first built the full room with everything in it, the completely soundproof, all of our special lighting, special products, our, you know, everything.
Can you do me a favor? Can you just explain that? Can you explain that,
yeah,
Paul, just what the whole room is? I think it's important because I'm getting pulled in that people want to hear more because I know there's other things, water and the balls. Like, I think it's important you describe.
So, okay,
what the room
so
looks
I'll,
like.
I'll go. I'll describe what the room looks like. So basically, when you walk in, all of the walls are we have. I'll start with. So we use all of our rooms are completely soundproof. So none of the sounds are. I remember Andrew when he was. Or even just the sounds from schools in general, the loud noises in the hallways, the bells in between classes, children in this room, when they go there, they block all of that out. So they can focus on the other points in the room. So then we thoroughly researched what paint palettes we use. So our room, we offer there's four different colors that we have in our room, and none of the colors are primary colors because I found, and with talking to many doctors, is that children with autism perceive those primary colors differently than you and I. And so all of the colors and the paint in the room are completely they're very muted and soft colors. They're soft blue. That's our color. And then, so in our lighting, we built all of our lighting is indirect, and a child can change it to any color he or she wants. And when I mean indirect, I mean our lights aren't your typical bulb lights or the that come down and you can look up and look directly into the light. They're actually, we have a light rope that goes around the ceiling of the ceiling of the room that shoots the light against the wall first. So it's a very flush and very soft colors coming from that lighting source that the child won't necessarily look directly into, that would say strain their eyes. And the next point of the room is really the technology that is used in the drywall. In the walls of the room and even in the paint. So in our paint, our paint eliminates many, viruses, and it sucks all the, say in a school, you'll have the cleaning products. Those cleaning products can be very harmful to a child who has autism because they can be very sensitive to the smell and the residue that those products leave. So the drywall, it takes all of that out of the air. So it's a very clean air. And if the child has, say, allergies or anything, everything in the air, all the technology we use in the drywall is just, it sucks all of that out of the air. So it's a very clean air within this room. And then basically moving on to the floor, we have a very soft cushioned floor. The children, they love when they take their shoes off and they walk on the floor with their socks. They love that feeling on their toes and things like that. And then basically the next thing is the our wall features. We have a very beautiful picture of the sky in our rooms, and then we also have a lightning a bubble wall that the children can go and hear water and hear that water sound. And we have our things like that, and all the products that are in the room. You know, I spent a lot of time talking to experts, families of children with autism, to really find what products are very helpful. And it was really a trial and error. So we started off with a couple different things in the room, and we really figured out what was most effective. We have a very good ball pit where the children, and weighted blankets, and very squishy bean bags where the children can go into and just lay in there and feel that hug. And it basically feel like someone's hugging them, or that weight, and that really helps calm them down. And what we found was that all of these things together with the products and the environment, it creates the ultimate calming environment for these children. So nothing is really left that could overstimulate them. And you know, it's worked out great so far. I'll tell you like a little story. When we were setting up this room, basically there was a child who they were going to have to send him home because he was super overstimulated. And, you know, we were just setting it up. All the environment, everything was painted, and all the walls were put in and everything. We were just setting up some of the products. And if he came in, I'll finish that in the next step.
You know what we'll do is we'll continue this right after the commercial break. Keep that thought, Paul. We'll be right back, my friend.
Great. I will.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Evolution is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee, on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
When Dad needed help getting around, I became his driver. Soon enough, it was up to me to be his housekeeper and financial manager, too. When he moved in, I became his cook and even his nurse. But no matter what roles I play, I know I'm still his daughter.
We understand the roles you play. So to help, we created aarp.org/caregiving, where you can connect with experts and other caregivers. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Vibration Radio, where today my special guest, Paul Shoemaker, has been talking about the Star Room, and just before we went to commercial break, he started to talk about a story. So, Paul, please continue on.
Yes, so I'll backtrack a little. So when we were first setting up the Star Room in the school, everything was finished. The floors were in, everything. The room was finished except for the products. We were just laying out a few of the products that were going into that room. And really, I was in there with my mom and a couple other people who were helping us, and it was this kid. He was very overstimulated, and they were about to send him home, to call his mom, and they couldn't find out what was wrong. So the principal asked, "Hey, Paul, you know, I know the room isn't done yet, but can we just see if this helps you know, this boy, I won't say his name. But so I was like, of course, please bring him in. And, you know, within the – he walked in, and I won't – I never will forget the look on his face, but he walked in, and just to see – he looked around. You could tell he was very overstimulated, but when he walked in, that sort of thought in his facial expression, like, changed. And he just looked around, and we closed the doors, and, you know, he was in that environment. And we were all, you know, sort of watching him. And, you know, he was a completely different person within a minute. He completely just was immersed in that environment, and he went into the ball pit, and he just laid there. And within 5 minutes, he was ready to go back out into the classroom. And, you know, after I saw that, I realized, you know, wow, this is something that can have a profound impact on these children, and they can also have a profound impact on these families if children are able to experience this and not have to be able to, you know, get at home. And really, after, you know, a couple weeks of the room being in, I kept getting phone calls. I got a phone call from the principal saying, wow, you know, Paul, this room completely changed the culture of our school, not just for the children and the families on the autism spectrum, but for the whole community, because everyone just felt like more calm, because children with autism, they didn't go to school with that same anxiety. And in the classroom, they were completely different kids. They didn't stress out about if they hear something that they're not going to be able to calm down from it, because they have the comfort of knowing that there's that star room there for them where they can be able to seek relief if they become overwhelmed. And really that, in that moment, all those phone calls, I realized that this isn't something that just this idea needs to transcend this school and go into other schools and other places where families with children with autism or individuals with autism can experience this for their child. And, you know, it was incredible for me to see that, because I remember, like I told you, I started out like, what am I going to do? What can a 16-year-old kid do to help, like to help these children with autism? And, you know, just looking back on all the work that I put in and everything, you know, it was the reason I do this and the reason I work so hard for these children is because I know my brother, he truly benefited from this. I really love helping other children with autism, but also it's that there's no better feeling for me than knowing that you're helping someone. You know, doesn't matter, you know, what, you know, you get paid or anything, but really what matters to me is that I know that I'm doing something to help someone else that could profoundly change their lives. And, you know, there's no better motivation for me than that. And that's why, you know, right now we're expanding into multiple different schools, and we just partnered with a home building company to create this star room and have it available for families with children in their own home. And, you know, it's just been an incredible journey so far. We're just getting ready to launch that in the homes by the end of the July. And, you know, just to see, and then also, you know, apart from the homes, just like different arenas, sporting arenas, and making it possible for families with children with autism to go do things that they couldn't do before. And, you know, that's my goal. And, you know, it's just been incredible to experience and to been able to help these families with something that's so close to my heart, with my brother Andrew and with my family. And, you know, I just love working on this, even at 19 years old, when, you know, I spend my summers doing this because it's making a difference, and I wouldn't be wanting to spend my time any other way.
And that's beautiful. You can hear it in your voice when you talk about it. This is your passion, which makes it that much more powerful. And, you know, when I'm listening to this, you know, just knowing so many people who have children with autism and more, like, you know, this is what we're talking about, the show, that they may not be, you know, have autism per se, but they are very highly sensitive or empath. They're an empath in the spiritual community,
exactly,
is what we call them. So they're very in tune with the sensory. So I know that with my son and certain things that he dealt with, if there was something of this nature that was in that school, absolutely, because I knew every time, you know, Monday morning, if they had cleaned with bleach over the weekend, Monday morning after an hour, I'd get a phone call saying he's got to come home because he would spin out of control because of the senses of the bleach that's still in the school because he was sober oversensitive.
Exactly.
So, you know, to have something of that nature, he could have gone in there and been able to. So, again, I see the bigger picture here. I just don't see this about children with autism. I think that because you experienced it with your brother, it opened up this beautiful, you know, idea that you've created that's going to help more than those with just autism. So, you know,
you're
following this.
Yeah. And you're exactly right. I mean, autism, you know, I work on autism because my brother was diagnosed with it. But after creating the Star Room, I realized that there's so many other people who could benefit from this room. I mean, individuals with migraines, chronic migraines, a sensory neutral environment, just it really helps their senses, especially with the lights that can trigger, you know, headaches and things like that. To have this environment where you go, where your senses can just completely de-escalate, it does so much more just for the mind, and just to putting it at ease and allowing people, even if they're on the autism spectrum or not, to calm down and, you know, have less stress and go into their day refreshed and being able to do things that they couldn't before.
I'm laughing because, of course, I'm a medium, so I've got spirit showing me pictures, and I can hear my dad going, every house should have one. It's like almost like I feel that what you've created is something that, no, honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, somebody approaches you who's a builder. We'll talk about after the show how this happened, but it's almost like the universe is bringing us together. It's not 6 degrees of separation anymore, my friends. We're living in a world that is 1 and 2 degrees of separation, that people are coming together for a reason to help one another. And what you have is something that I could see that everybody could have in their home in the future. You know, you need to relax and get into the moment, go into your Star Room and get into the moment and get in tune with who you are at a soul level.
So this is
beautiful.
Yeah. And you want to make, favorite things to say is that, you know, you'll never know the potential of a child with autism until we give them an opportunity. And the opportunity is really allowing them access to something that can calm them down. That really, beforehand, was a huge problem for sensory processing disorder, and now they have an opportunity to go, because children with autism are extremely intelligent. Many people don't realize their special gifts and how intelligent they are, but we just need to give them an opportunity to show that. It's an opportunity to learn in school so they can exercise their special talents and how, you know, whatever it may be that they're passionate about. For example, my brother Andrew is extremely passionate about cutting hair. He loves just the feel of hair on his hands, and he loves to style hair, and he loves to cut hair, and he also loves to draw. And Andrew, you know, I let him, he cuts my hair whenever I need a haircut. And it's incredible because, you know, if I would never have let him cut my hair, if I didn't let him cut my hair, he wouldn't have found his passion, what he was passionate about, and he wouldn't have gotten that opportunity to practice his passion, to get better at what he loves to do. And he when he grows up, he tells me every day that he wants to be a hairstylist. And I think that's great because he's able to, you know, do something that he's really passionate about. And, you know, if
I wish that every child with autism gets that opportunity, whether it be from the Star Room or whatever else, to find mm-hmm. something that they love to do and to be able to exercise that at their full potential without the distractions of how our world isn't necessarily made to cater to their sensory needs.
Beautiful. And that, I have to tell you, what you just said will hit a deep meaning for those that are follow my vibe report, because this is what it's all about, that, you know, we're all coming
Definitely.
Together in this new world and we're going to a different level. And these children bring so much to the table. They are the children mm-hmm. of the new earth, and they're in tune with these energies and with what's going, they get distracted with the global energy that's going on, because if anybody's out there fearing or screaming or yelling and carrying on, again, it's triggering them. This is what I call triggers.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're getting triggered a lot,
Definitely.
Even somebody like you or myself, we get triggered all the time. So if I got triggered all day long, I'd love to go home and hang out in my star room. I just need to
exactly.
go and be.
Yeah.
So I see the beauty of
it. Right.
You know, I'm sure you go in. I'm sure you've used the room several times, Paul.
Oh, yeah, well, Of course I have. I mean, at the school that we built it at, the teachers even use the rooms when no kids are in there. I mean, it's just,
yeah.
It's incredible what a sensory break can do for anyone, not just children with autism, and having the
yeah.
right environment to do that in. It's,
absolutely.
You know, it makes a world of a difference.
Absolutely. But how beautiful is this, that you were guided to create this room because of your brother, but in the bigger picture, you're now going to be able to help all of humanity. That's beautiful, Paul. I'm feeling like so
exactly.
like, woo, I feel so happy for you.
Thank
I'm thinking,
you.
I think
Thank
I need
you
to
very
put,
much.
I need to put my order in for my star room. I think I need one.
Yeah, definitely.
Stay tuned, my friends. We'll be right back after this commercial break with Paul for our last segment. Stay tuned.
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Dr. Kevin here, and I want to invite you every Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to join me on the Dr. Kevin Show, where we have a diversity of guests who help you step outside the box, behind the curtain, and see what a load of crap is going on in the world today, so you have more information with which to make better decisions. We'll see you there. Namaste.
Hello, I'm John Lithgow. Manatees are unique, among the most amazing animals on Earth, but they're endangered. We pose the greatest threat to their survival. Many manatees are killed or injured by boats or other recreational activities. I'm a writer of children's books, including one about manatees, and I believe education is the key. You can be part of the solution. Please contact Save the Manatee Club right now. Call 1-800-432-JOIN. Thank you.
Vibe Nation Radio, where today my special guest is Paul Shoemaker, and he is the founder of The Star Room. And this is the time in the show where I just tap into the energy of the listeners and give the message for the upcoming week. And of course, it always goes with the show. So Spirit is saying that they want to kind of step back prior to the show because we're living in the moment, but again, past is at the beginning of the show. And they're saying when a lot of people started listening to the show, they had a vibration of a lot of fears, not knowing, you know, this loved one of mine has such a beautiful ability to be able to walk through this threshold, but they're not being recognized for who they truly are. And your minds are going thinking like monkeys, they were saying, because of a past events. People said stuff that blinded you to truly what is the abilities of these children that you may be, you know, have in your life. And they're almost saying that by listening to the show, it's almost like the light has gone on for a lot of people, knowing that there's so many people in this world that are working through this, and together we can get through this. And, you know, it's about coming together with unconditional love and strength instead of focusing on what you don't want instead of what you do want. Okay, they're saying put it on what you do desire. You desire to have this serenity, this place where you can shut down the mind and just get in tune with the soul of who you truly are. Because they're saying this week, people, you know, especially those that have children that have autism or more, again, the big more there, especially for a lot of those that are listening to this, who children are very in tune with energy. A lot of you have little mediums already on your hands at 2, 3, 4 years old. So they're saying here that they are in tune with these energies too. So learn to be able to celebrate their passion, their whatever it is that's pulling them through, knowing that together we as a society can stand up and create a you know, this family unit. Again, I'm feeling like the star room could be something that could be in every home in the future, that you're like, where's Carrie? She's hanging out in the star room again. She needed to go hang out in those balls. You know, I can see it. I can see it now, but I feel the love and spirit is saying, guys, the truth is coming to surface about so many beautiful things that are happening in this world. So please do not feed into the dark that's being fed to you. Bring yourself back to this moment here and now, and how beautiful it feels to know that this star room is helping children with autism and more all over the world. I can see it happening, knowing that, you know what, this is truth. These are beautiful things that are happening. Don't get sucked into the dark, they're saying. There's so many beautiful people like Paul. But Paul, like I got to say, my channel is saying, yeah, I haven't seen the last of Paul. Guys are going to be seeing a lot of Paul. So hopefully. You know what, my friend, they're just saying at the end of the day use the sensory room of the star room to create your own sensory room in yourself right now, and use that, knowing that this can create a beautiful ripple effect for all of those that are listening in. So Paul, would you like to add anything to the message that they just wanted to tell everybody this week?
Yeah, and if you know, I'd love for – I described the star room earlier, but if the listeners would like to go look at pictures of the star room, our website is www.starroom.co. It's not .com. It's .co. And then also our foundation website is www.loveandrew.org. So, yeah,
beautiful.
I mean, I would love to – connect with you guys, or if anyone has questions, please feel free to, you could reach me through my website, or websites. Definitely. I would love to, you know, answer any individual questions that everyone may have.
No, you've just opened up the floodgates. I just heard, I got lots of friends and I know their minds are going a mile a minute right now, Paul. So, and you guys, know,
yeah.
And I know you ones that are listening in, you know who I'm talking about, right? So, the information for Paul is also on my website, my friends. So, you know, if you're already plugged into carrieturcotte.com, just go over under Vibe Nation Radio, and the information with both links to both the foundation and the star room are also located there as well. So, you know, I really appreciate you coming in the show, and, you know, you're such a beautiful soul. And I mean, you just turned 19, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So I'm thinking about what I was doing at 19, and I just have to say, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful for listening to your soul and your passion to be able to help
Thank
your brother.
You,
but by feeling that, to help your brother, you're going to be helping people all over the world, Paul. That's such a beautiful, and you've been recognized with an award recently, correct?
Correct,
weren't
yeah.
you recognized with an award? So why don't you talk about that for a moment so people understand? Again, you know, you're up there, but my friend.
Yeah, so recently I was asked to speak at there's a foundation called the We Are Family Foundation, who empowers teen social entrepreneurs to helps them, you know, work on these causes that they're passionate about. And yeah, I was recently asked to speak at their fundraising event.
And, you know, it was an incredible experience for me. And, you know, I just to be able to share my story on a different platforms, it was incredible. And, you know, just to for if I can tell my story to more people, I love doing it. So,
yeah. You know. And you've been also acknowledged as one of the 20 most global young leaders, correct, as well?
Yep. Yeah, I was accepted into their program for 2017, where they take the world's 20 most global teen entrepreneurs, and you apply for this program, and I was selected the top 20 out of the 500 who applied, and they picked me to come to their summit, and that was a very great experience, just realizing that there's other people like me out there who are striving to, you know, make a difference in people's lives. And, you know, just being connected with other people who are super passionate about, you know, the people who they're helping. There was one girl who is, you know, has a foundation that helps individuals. All 20 of us were very, you know, just very passionate about helping basic human needs. And, you know, it was an incredible experience to be a part of that group and to, you know, just talk to the other people, to hear their stories, hear how they're, you know, what they've went through to help other people. And, you know, it was amazing. And it's sort of refreshing knowing that, you know, there are other people my age who are this passionate and who are striving to make a difference in the world.
And you are. You're making a huge difference, my friend. And I have to tell you,
Definitely.
That's how I found you. That's a spirit threw me at you, at me through that top 20. That's how I found you. So,
right.
I mean, again,
yeah.
Everything, it just goes to show you that, you know, you're being recognized out there. And here I am looking for the young ones, and you show up on my newsfeed. And I don't even know how you came
mm-hmm.
through my newsfeed. But again, this is the magic that we're creating. And now that you've shared your story here with my followers, I know that your word is going to get stronger. This is about working together, knowing that I'm not creating the star room. That's your passion. That's your baby, right? But together,
yeah,
we can get the word out there and allow
For
people
sure.
to understand that there is something there to help you to kind of
mm-hmm.
when you go into sensory overload. And a lot of people who are very mm-hmm. highly in tune with energies also get a little wing ding, and they're like, woo, they go into overdrive as well. And they need to
Definitely.
Be able to come back to planet Earth. So this is going to help them as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm so grateful that I found you to be able to share this information with my followers. And again,
mm-hmm.
my friends, you can find him at starroom.co or loveandrew.org.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is there any last little words you'd like to share with the listeners, Paul?
First off, thank you so much for allowing me to come onto your show and really share my story. And again, if anyone has any questions, just feel free to they know where to reach me. So just feel free to, you know, either support our foundation or, you know, reach out to me in any way possible. And yeah, it was a great experience. And thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, you're very welcome. And thank you. Like I said, I feel very blessed and honored. Because I know that, again, the Star Wars account is myself, you know, but I also know
yeah.
the amount of people that, you know, as a medium, yeah, I need my Star Room, but it's almost like
yeah.
I feel that there's so many people that, like you said, there's so many
mm-hmm.
children that are being affected
mm-hmm.
right now with autism and
yeah.
more, and we really need to understand that this is the new world. These are the children of the new
yeah.
world, and we need to work with
Definitely.
Them so their passions can come through. Because the system that we have right now, it's not working for them, right? So we just
yeah,
need to upgrade.
And also, I forgot to mention. So we also are coming out with a Star Room Your Way, where it's designed for individuals who aren't on the spectrum, for whatever sensitivities
mm-hmm.
or things that they have. So yeah, I mean, especially for you know, a meditation room or things like that,
yes.
people are very excited about that. Again, all those pictures are online and everything on those websites for everyone to see.
Awesome. I can hear my dad ringing the bell going, ding, 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 meditation room, ding, 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 meditation room.
Yeah, definitely.
And how cool that you fall. You know, but you've got such a perfect name for that too, the Star Room.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so again, yep. I just, I'm so excited for you, Paul. I can feel this. I know that you're going to help so many people, and you know, you're a blessing to the world, both you and your brother, because together you did this with your mother and your father. You know, it's a family. Mm-hmm. It was a family affair, and you're taking it to another level.
You're exactly right. Exactly.
You know?
Definitely.
I can hear that song, We Are Family.
Yeah, definitely. It's a great song. And actually, you mentioned the name. The kids actually named the room when we first put it in. They named it the Star Room. And now the acronym that we made up actually after the kids named it that, everyone was asking, what's that mean? So we came up with the acronym Sensory Therapeutic Assisted Relief. So that's sort of how we got our name and what it stands for now.
Beautiful.
Well
great.
Thank you so much for having me on.
You're welcome, and thank you for joining me. And stay tuned, my friends. Have a wonderful week, and I will be back next week with another edition of Vibe Nation Radio. Have a wonderful one. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.